Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I'm so excited about President Trump's first international trip. It's such a great success, as we talked about in our last programs, about him coming through Saudi Arabia. Well, he's going to be coming into Israel. As a matter of fact, here's a quick little overview of what's going to take place in Israel. Take a look. This is so exciting, isn't it? Well, while President Trump was headed that way, Israel was getting ready. As a matter of fact, take a look. This is Israel getting ready for the president's arrival. It's so exciting. That's President Rivlin getting ready for the president to come in. When we come back from this break, we're going to take you to the president coming in on Air Force One. It's so exciting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meeting him there, the president meeting there. We are so excited about, you know, President Trump's trip to Israel. We've been praying for years for this to happen, a breakthrough. As a matter of fact, we want to watch this. This is Air Force One coming in as we speak, and Israel's coming in, the Prime Minister Bibi and the President Rivlin, all of us coming together to give a celebratory welcome to the president. As a matter of fact, let's go there now. You're looking at Air Force One. This is Air Force One coming in.
This is in Tel Aviv, Ben Gurion Airport.
And this is so exciting, isn't it, John?
It is. I mean, you think about it. They're giving President Trump, I mean, the royal treatment, red carpet. It's exciting. Totally exciting.
Yes. It is. It really is.
You're looking there at the president of Israel.
Right on the right.
That's
his wife, Rivlin. And then you have, well, we'll go back there and see a minute. This is exciting. Oh, my goodness.
This is the first time a U.S. president has made Israel a very first international foreign trip.
Yes, truly historic. They have all the military branches of Israel out there to receive them.
You can only imagine what the security is like right now. This is amazing.
Oh, I can imagine. Yes. Look at this.
Wow.
Air Force One.
That's a big plane.
It really is. Here are the bands. I believe they're going to place the Star Spangled Banner in welcoming the president in. You see the president's Secret Service there, those black limousines. I'm sure that they're probably his.
Oh, yeah. They've kind of been
Look at this. They're going to turn that thing. Oh, my. It's going to be close.
Yeah.
This is so exciting. Listen, as you're watching, there you are. This is the president right here on the right and his wife. Rivlin, and then you have, we'll get back there in a moment. They're turning that thing around.
Yeah, they are.
That's better than you drive your car, John.
Yeah, this is true. This is true.
So look at this. This is so exciting. You're looking at the President Trump coming into Israel and Israel embracing them. Imagine, this is of a biblical proportions how important this trip is. He said, I'm a friend of Israel. America's a friend of Israel. And he's showing it by his presence.
This is so historic, like I said, the very first time a president of the United States has made a foreign trip, Israel. First time. In a previous administration, President Obama didn't go to the second term towards the end.
Well, it was amazing. It's like his adversarial relationship almost.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
So you're looking at right here, they're getting ready for the president. It'll probably take a little while for everything to get set up. They're going to bring the stairs over and all. Oh, that is the president and his wife, Rivlin and his wife. What's her name?
Nakama.
Nakama, and then you got Sarah and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Sarah is the Prime Minister's wife right there.
And it's interesting, you're going to see Ron Dermer, who's the ambassador, Israeli ambassador
to America.
To America.
Right.
As well as David Friedman, who is the United States ambassador to Israel and his wife.
And, you know, they're also, I hope it's going to be this program, our next program, where they're going to take the president into the prime minister's home.
Oh, yes.
And they're going to present him with some gifts and some different things. And they are, again, I just love Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He's a blessing, isn't he?
What a leader.
All of his speeches kept the world in a line.
Yes.
During the last 8 years, remember his speech at Congress and his speech at the United Nations, and it kept us
well received, standing ovations every single time he's come speak to the Congress and the Senate. Right. I mean, over like 30, 40 standing ovations. It's absolutely amazing.
Right. Well, what you're looking at right here, President Trump, Air Force One just arrived in Israel. The airport.
Ben Gurion Airport in Tel Aviv.
And you got the Prime Minister and the President of Israel right there to welcome him. This is exciting because you're about to have the First Lady Melania come off this with President Donald Trump. And he said from the beginning, even when he was running his campaign, that I stand with Israel and I'm going to be there for Israel.
There it is. Here's the first crack.
Okay.
The door is open.
They're getting the door. They're bringing
All
it
right.
up. Okay.
And what's interesting, he always travels with a huge entourage, but you had the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, on this trip. Wilbur Ross, Secretary of Commerce, of course, Jared.
It's the most amazing cabinet historically that has ever been put together.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are people, the grown
intelligent
folks,
people.
The grown folks. Well, I wouldn't call any. I guess so. I guess you could say
it's
that.
Success. I mean, success.
Yeah. So they're bringing the stairways over there. Any moment now, history is about to be made.
Amazing.
Because as soon as the president comes off Air Force One, that's the first time ever a president made Israel their first international trip.
That's right.
And I believe, too, he's going to pray at the Western Wall.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful.
I can't wait
to
see everything that happens.
Wow.
There you go.
Red carpet treatment and all. Wow, this is excellent.
Right. And you see the helicopters in the background. They're going to take the president in a helicopter and fly him over the West Bank and a couple areas as they're bringing them in. So that's, I'm sure they're set up to be able
that's
to fly
amazing.
With them there.
In fact, there's several helicopters there that, you know, to disguise, which is they don't know which one the president's going to be in, but the security, you can only imagine what's going to be like in Israel right now.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah, it's because if people don't know, Israel's not that big.
No.
If you put it inside of, Jersey, it's still...
It's smaller than the state of New Jersey. So.
Smaller than the state of New Jersey.
I'm sure everything's on lockdown in Israel. There's no traffic.
With worldwide enemies.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Wow.
So on the right again, you're looking at the President Revlin and his wife. And then next to her, you have Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Now, the Prime Minister will be talking about the position. It's the most powerful position in Israel. It's the Prime Minister.
Yes.
He's over the government and he's elected and serves for how long?
He serves as an appointed Prime Minister and he's appointed by the President. The President, Rivlin, is elected for a 7-year term and is really known
more of a statesman,
figurehead
type situation.
Correct.
Okay, all right. So they're getting ready to come off.
But no doubt about it, the person who has
the Revlin vision. Appointed Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Okay.
About four-year term.
Okay, very good. That's a wise appointment.
Oh, yes.
Very wise appointment.
In fact, he's the ninth Prime Minister to Israel, and I think the longest serving Prime Minister is Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
I would want him to serve.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's the ninth.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Ninth. Yes. Well, President Trump and First Lady Melania are about to come off of Air Force One, and you're going to see Israel and America meet in Israel. Mm. This is so exciting. So very exciting.
Not only one of our strongest allies, but we have a Judeo-Christian foundation in America.
Hold
I mean, our relationship
out.
Runs so strong for so long.
Yeah.
And kind of things come full circle when you have President Truman who says, puts a full backing of Israel when Israel became a nation. So it's almost like, wow, we're
right in. Right. One of the key reasons why the Lord allowed Donald Trump to be president, according to what he revealed to Pastor John Kilpatrick, because he's going to give them generals to help Israel stay in their land. Here he is. I think he's about to come out. You got the Prime Minister and the President and their wives at the foot of the stairwell of Air Force One and President Trump.
Wow. This is sure. This is a large, huge.
It's very huge.
My goodness.
It's very huge, as a matter of fact. But you're going to have the ambassador, Israel's ambassador to America, standing there, and also America's ambassador to Israel. Correct.
Correct. Yes, David Friedman.
Okay, David Friedman.
And his wife Tammy. They are.
So you're looking from the left to the right now. That is America's ambassador to Israel. So on the left is his wife. And then the third one in is Israel's
Ron
ambassador.
Derman.
Yeah, Ron Derman. He's Israel's ambassador to America.
Correct.
Then you have the Prime Minister's wife. There she is right there, Sarah.
Yeah.
She's just so authentic.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. Very sweet. You can just see some of the things that she says. She's very, very sweet lady.
And they were the first international visitors coming to the presidency
here. Yes, they
were.
Yes.
Because I remember them coming. We saw that on BFN TV as well.
Yes. And one of the very first calls President Trump received when he won.
If you're just joining us, you're in Israel right here. The president's about to get off Air Force One. The first visit, President Trump, first president ever to come in the international, first international trip, make sure that Israel's on that
agenda. That's right, very first time.
And some major things are shifting here. This is in the middle of, you know, going to Ramah, going through Saudi Arabia,
yes,
going to Rome. And the core part of this trip you're looking at is Israel.
2 days. It's going to be a two-day trip.
Two-day trip.
It's going to be at the Western Wall. It's going to go to the, obviously be in Jerusalem.
The Holocaust Museum, which is
Yad Vashem.
Yad Vashem. And then the Israel Museum of Israel.
That's Yad, the memorial, the Holocaust memorial is at Yad Vashem.
Okay.
That's 1 million visitors a year. This is just amazing.
It's supposed to be a presentation, I believe, also there, where one of the victims of the Holocaust kept a journal as a child, and they're going to present that, I believe, to the president while he's there during these 2 days, so I just can't wait.
I think he's also going to be rekindling the eternal flame there at Yad Vashem. It's
really,
really significant.
Really awesome. You may have been praying right now as you're watching, you're saying that God would grant peace for Jerusalem. This is a huge answer to prayer because America's strength and Israel's strength together will keep Israel safe.
Absolutely. It's the Holy Land.
Yeah, it's the Holy Land.
Now, when you arrived to Israel, did you get this type of welcome? I didn't get this type of welcome.
I remember Pat being patted down for something.
Oh, was he being patted
down?
Yeah.
They took him behind the curtain.
They patted me down in LaGuardia. I got that.
Oh, did they? LaGuardia. So you're looking right here. Again, you're looking from right to left. You're looking at the president of Israel on the right and his wife, Rivlin, and then you're looking at Prime Minister Bibi right beside him. There's a podium they're going to be speaking at, I believe, in just a little bit. And you have all the military branches on the side right there, and they have the military band.
Wow.
It's like some of the staff that's coming down and greeting the leaders here. These are all governmental leaders right here, different offices that are there.
It's about five or six helicopters out there as well.
Yeah, they're supposed to, I believe, take the president on a trip over the West Bank in Air Marine One and take him over the West Bank in a couple areas to go meet the Prime Minister after this. So he's going to take a car and they're going to take him to look over things.
Oh, wow.
And that's exciting.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Very exciting. If you're just joining us, Air Force One just pulled up into Israel and President Trump and the First Lady Melania are about to get off and they're going to meet with the President of Israel and the Prime Minister of Israel. There's Jared and
Ivanka
Trump, or Kushner. That's the President's daughter right there. They say that he's the one that kind of set this trip up.
Senior advisor. And the President's leaning strong on him to help negotiate a peace deal between the Palestinians and Israel. So
I think he said if you don't do it right, you're going to be fired.
That's right. No pressure.
Yeah, yeah. His other son said, they asked him, why don't you work with your dad? He's like, it's more difficult than you think to present ideas.
He's
the President.
There
he is. President of the United States, President Trump, and the First Lady Melania coming off Air Force One. Let's watch.
המשמר יעבור לטוב. משמר טוב.
President Trump, he's shaking. That's the president. President of Israel shaking the hand of the president of America right there.
Reuven Rivlin,
his wife.
It's a great honor.
His wife in the Commons.
Nice to meet you.
This is Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his wife Sarah. I was greeting her with a kiss. That was beautiful.
Welcome, our good friend.
Let's hear what they're saying. Let's listen in.
We're going to talk about it.
It may be 100,000, maybe 20,000.
Is that it?
Well, it was
helpful. I looked at it, and I think it's significant.
So,
That's one happy man, Ron Dermer. He's an ambassador. The last 8 years has been challenging. But
Israel's ambassador to America.
This is David.
And this is our ambassador here.
Yes. So and his wife, Tammy. Tammy Brothers Sands, I believe.
You're doing great. You're doing great. We're happy to see you.
Great. Well, I think just got confirmed, by the way.
These are the generals over there from military branches.
Is the IDF, right?
Mm-hmm.
Israeli Defense Force.
Well, listen, we're going to have to go to break. We're going to continue there. Don't worry about it. You're not going to miss anything. We're going to go to break and come right back and see the president in Israel. Join us after this break. Hi, we're so excited to be able to be here. This, if you missed us right now, we are joining the president as he's landing in Israel. You're seeing Air Force One, President Trump and Melania, First Lady right here. You're seeing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And we want to join them. Let's go back to them. This is an exciting historical visit. So you're looking at President Trump, President Rivlin, and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. On the right, you have First Lady Melania.
This is Trump here.
There's Sarah.
Okay. Right.
They stop everywhere for pictures. This is all part of it. Wow.
You are watching history right here.
That's
you are
right.
Watching history. President Trump in Israel. History's being made.
Awesome. Amazing.
Oh, this is Israel's. This was National Anthem here right now. Watching history right now made with America and Israel. This is so awesome. You just saw they had their national anthems of America and of Israel, and you're looking at the presidents of Israel and America standing together, their wives, the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and Sarah's wife on the far right in the red is Sarah there, and their head general is coming out to greet them.
Good Hanasi, welcome to Israel. ברוך הבא, משמר כבוד של חיילי צבא ההגנה לישראל, ערוך ונכון לפקודתך. Adoni!
I bet they're about to take him on a tour of the troops so they get to see all this, the military branches.
Wow, if you've never been to Israel, let us say, you need to go to Israel. Yes. This is amazing.
So these are the presidents, President of America and the President of Israel. President Rivlin on the right and President Trump on the left, obviously. The president's being such a wonderful world leader.
A statesman.
Yes, statesman.
This is really what the world needs to see right now. They need to see stability. They need to see a leader.
Sanity.
Yes.
Sanity taking place.
Yes.
I believe he's going to take them to review the troops. All those to the right, to the left of your screen, that's all their branches of their military right there. Yes, they're going to be coming to the troops. And take both presidents and they're going to walk through all the troops. Yep, we're doing. That's his man in the middle of the military. He's like, he's home, huh?
Yeah.
This is history. That's two presidents, President of Israel, President of America, President Trump, walking amongst the military.
Allies, some of the best fighting forces
in the world.
The Israeli Defense Force. Everyone in Israel serves in the military upon graduation.
2 years, I believe, but mandatory 2 years.
Truly amazing.
If you're watching, history made. This will be talked about in eternity.
Oh, yeah.
This is why God spared America, so we would stand with Israel.
Yes.
You know?
Mercy, mercy, mercy. Six times, right?
Six times, mercy. If you could just join us, you got on the far right, you have Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his wife, Sarah. You have President Trump and First Lady, Melania. And to the left, you have President Rivlin and his wife.
Your family, yes. Yeah.
With Air Force One in the background.
I was just going to say that. Right on the tarmac.
Beautiful. You're watching history right now on VFN TV. You are watching history. This is Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on the right and First President Trump on the left. And they're about to walk and be given a speech at the podium that's down at the end of this red carpet.
Friends.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows what the next 3 to 4, maybe possibly 8 years holds, and this relationship has been,
if you think about it, biblically and prophetically, God says, this is why I spared you, America, for this moment, right?
Yeah.
That's what he says.
Absolutely.
This is such an important thing. If you've been praying for Israel, this is answers to your prayer.
So it's okay to be encouraged.
Oh, yes, be encouraged. As a matter of fact, watch VFN TV because we'll bring you what's really happening in the world.
Right. That's right.
I believe that President Rivlin is going to be introducing or giving a speech welcoming the president to Israel. They're all getting their seats right now. There they are. Oh, my goodness, that's exciting.
This is exciting.
It really is. It really is. There's Sarah, Prime Minister Bibi's wife. This is so exciting. This is so exciting. I believe that that somebody's going to come and introduce somebody. We'll see. In protocol.
You know, we're only just past the first 100 days of the presidency. It's amazing that this trip's already taken place.
Right, right. This is so exciting. This is so exciting. As a matter of fact, they're about to introduce the president of Israel, and he's going to come out, and he's going to give a welcoming speech to our president. Let's join that now. Let's go back. Let's join it now.
Kfar Nesi Medinat Israel, Reuven Ruvi Rivlin. The president of the state of Israel, Reuven Ruvi Rivlin, will deliver his welcome remarks.
Mr. President and the First Lady, Mr. Prime Minister and his wife Sarah, distinguished guests, dear friends, welcome welcome to Israel. It is a great pleasure to have you here. Your visit is a symbol of the unbreakable bond between Israel and America. You are the president of Israel's greatest, most important ally. You are a true friend of Israel and of the Jewish people. Mr. President, the world needs a strong United States. The Middle East needs a strong United States. Israel needs a strong United States. And may I say, the United States also needs a strong Israel. In the Middle East, an area that suffers from terrorism and madness, the partnership between the United States and Israel shines like a beacon of liberty and progress. The bond between us is bond between states, but also between people. We share common values as we share the hope for peace. The people of Israel are excited by your arrival and have great expectation from this visit. We thank you for your commitment to Israel's ability to face the threats of today and of tomorrow. Mr. President, today I will have the honor to host you in Jerusalem. We are honored to have you here with us as we mark 50 years of Jerusalem Day, Yom Yerushalayim, as we say it in Hebrew. It makes us very happy to know that Israel's most important ally recognized the significance of Jerusalem to the Jewish people all around the world. Jerusalem is the beating heart of the Jewish people, as it has for 3,000 years. Mr. President, you come here to Israel from Saudi Arabia. You will be at the Western Wall and visit the Holy Church, and then you are going to the Vatican. In just one journey, you will visit the three holiest places for Islam, Judaism, and Christianity. We each have different beliefs, but we all worship the same God. We can work together towards a better future. We shall continue to do so together, Mr. President. Bruchim habaim leIsrael. Welcome to Israel. God bless you. God bless you, Mr. President. God bless you, First Lady. God bless America. God bless Israel.
God bless Israel. It's so awesome. It's a beautiful thing. The president's welcoming, President Revlin is welcoming President Trump to Israel. He did make a statement saying we all worship the same God. Actually, Israel worships the same God as the Christians worship, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that's not the God that Islam worships. It's a different God right there. This is so exciting. We are in Israel with President Donald Trump. Air Force One's landed. The President of Israel's welcomed them. And now Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is about to speak. Let's go there now.
Benjamin Netanyahu, ladies and gentlemen, the Prime Minister of the State of Israel and Minister of Foreign Affairs, Mr. Benjamin Netanyahu, will deliver his welcome remarks.
President Rivlin and his wife, Nechama, President Trump, Madam First Lady, Donald, Melania, welcome a very warm welcome to Israel. Your visit here, Mr. President, is truly historic. Never before has the first foreign trip of a President of the United States included a visit to Israel. Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you for this powerful expression of your friendship to Israel. Mr. President, yesterday in Saudi Arabia, you delivered a forceful speech of clarity and conviction. You called on all nations to drive out terrorists and extremists. You called for the forces of civilization to confront the forces of barbarism. Mr. President, for 69 years, Israel has been doing precisely that. We've manned the front lines of civilization. We fought terrorism. And we've built a modern, vibrant, democratic Jewish state. In doing so, Mr. President, we've protected all faiths, Muslims, Christians, everyone. Throughout the Middle East, Christian communities are decimated, minorities persecuted. But here in Israel, we're proud to have a growing and thriving Christian community, and we guarantee the rights of all. Mr. President, Israel also shares the commitment to peace that you expressed yesterday. We've already made peace with Egypt and with Jordan, and Israel's hand is extended to peace, in peace, to all our neighbors, including the Palestinians. The peace we seek is a genuine and durable one, in which the Jewish state is recognized. Security remains in Israel's hands, and the conflict ends once and for all. Mr. President, you just flew from Riyadh to Tel Aviv. I hope that one day an Israeli Prime Minister will be able to fly from Tel Aviv to Riyadh. May your first trip to our region prove to be a historic milestone on the path towards reconciliation and peace. I look forward to working with you in the years ahead, Mr. President, to advance security, prosperity, and peace. I'm confident that under your leadership, the remarkable alliance between Israel and the United States will become ever greater, ever stronger. Donald and Melania, the entire U.S. delegation, on behalf of the government and the people of Israel, we welcome you to the State of Israel. May God bless you, Mr. President. May God bless Israel, and may God bless the United States of America.
May God bless the United States of America. We love you, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. As a matter of fact, I think the president is about to get up and give his speech now. This is President Donald Trump. World history being made right now in Israel. Take a look.
Thank you, and shalom. It is wonderful to be here in Israel. President Rivlin, Mrs. Rivlin, Prime Minister Netanyahu, Mrs. Netanyahu, thank you very much. I am deeply grateful for your invitation and very, very honored to be with you. On my first trip overseas as president, I have come to this sacred and ancient land to reaffirm the unbreakable bond between the United States and the State of Israel. In this land so rich in history, Israel has built one of the world's great civilizations, a strong, resilient, determined, and prosperous nation. It is also a nation forged in the commitment that we will never allow the horrors and atrocities of the last century to be repeated. Now we must work together to build a future where the nations of the region are at peace and all of our children can grow and grow up strong and grow up free from terrorism and violence. During my travels in recent days, I have found new reasons for hope. I have just concluded a visit to Saudi Arabia, where yesterday I met with King Salman and with the leaders from across the Muslim and Arab world. In that visit, we reached historic agreements to pursue greater and greater cooperation in the fight against terrorism and its evil ideology. My future travels will take me to visit Pope Francis at the Vatican, and then our NATO and European allies. We have before us a rare opportunity to bring security and stability and peace to this region and to its people, defeating terrorism and creating a future of harmony, prosperity, and peace. But we can only get there working together. There is no other way. Mr. President, Mr. Prime Minister, I look forward to working closely with both of you during my stay. We love Israel. We respect Israel. And I send your people the warmest greetings from your friend and ally, all of the people in the United States of America. We are with you. Thank you and God bless you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.